Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.
Back here at the West Plains Civic Center, 11-6, our halftime score. Lady Bombers leading. Lady Bombers were held scoreless in that second quarter. West Plains won the quarter 2-0. They had a bucket about 2 minutes left in the first half. Low scoring affair in what was a hot start. Lady Bombers scored, I believe it was 6 points in the span of about 2.5 minutes, and then kind of went cold, but so did West Plains. West Plains will have the basketball start the second half. Once again, this is a special presentation of the junior high game being played before the varsity game tips off. Team of predominantly ninth and eighth graders for both sides. Couple sophomores mixed in for West Plains. Ball up top to, this was Lawson. Bounced inside. There's a whistle and a foul. It's going to go against the Lady Bombers, as it'll send Hannah Judd to the free throw line. Foul is called on Lake and Moore. That'll be her third, team's first of the second half. Monica Chafin ready to check in. Judd hits the first free throw, and Chafin will come in. Second free throw on the way. High arcing shot fell in. And it's 11-10 now. 11-8. Our score. Chankowski with it. Over to Estes. Estes dribbling to her left. Over to Husky between the circles. Now she's going to bounce it to her right. Over back to Estes on the left wing. Into the corner to Chankowski. West Plains in a matchup zone, it looks like. Massey went up with the shot, was blocked, got it back, and threw it off the window. She's fouled. Shot did not fall. Foul will be on Emily Dawson to be her third foul. Team's first of the second half, as it sends Jordan Massey to the free throw line. The first one on the way rattles home. First points in nearly a quarter and a half for the Lady Bombers. 12-8 our score. Second free throw on the way is off the back of the iron. There's a whistle and a foul. Going to go against the Lady Bombers. West Plains will take it back. Well, foul's called on Monica Chafin. Be her first foul. Team's second of the second half. Dawson with it. Now to Lawson. Lawson across the timeline, guarded by Chankowski, met by two Lady Bombers. Over to the corner to Judd. Bounce pass to Dixon off the window, rattled home, and it's a two-point game now. Kaylee Dixon, her second bucket of the afternoon. 12-10 our score. She has 4 points. Into Chafin at the high post or mid-range. Jumper on the way won't go. Rebounded by Massey. Kicks it out to Estes. Three-pointer on the way. That won't go. Ball's knocked away. Lady Bombers will get it back underneath their own basket on the baseline. Chankowski will throw it in. Over to Husky. Corner three. Rattle around. Controlled by the Lady Bombers. Estes with it. And there's a whistle and a travel. And West Plains will get the ball back. 12-10 our score. Lady Bombers leading. Lawson with it. Bounced out of bounds. Lady Bombers will get it back. A couple quick turnovers by both sides. Estes with it now. Cross half court to the volleyball stripe on the left side. Now the right side, Chankowski. Great find inside. Layup is missed by Massey. Five for the loose ball. Chankowski comes up with it. There's a whistle. And it's going to be called on the floor. It's going to go against Emily Dawson, be her fourth foul. As Keller will step back in. She'll replace Dawson with four fouls. She's going to sit for a while, I'd imagine. Inbounded to Husky on the right corner. Bounces to her left. Thought about a three. Swung to left side back to Chankowski, who threw it in. Now back to the right side, Husky. Over to Estes. Estes to the left corner, Chankowski. Dribbling inside, whistle, and a foul. She'll shoot a couple free throws. Foul number 23 of West Plains, Kennedy Keller. Her first foul, team's third of the half. This sends Allie Chankowski to the line. First one, nothing but the nylon. Takes a couple dribbles. The second free throw on the way is off the back of the iron. Hit every part of it. Bounced high in the air. Battle for the loose ball. Massey comes up with it. There's a whistle and a timeout. Lady Bombers get the ball. They call timeout. We'll take one with them. Lady Bombers leading 13-10. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's holiday season like no other year. You might find it tough to be of good cheer. If you feel like the Grinch of Dr. Seuss making has stolen our schnoozlers and dafflers and janking, then Farmers and Merchants Bank of Fayetteville, too, have an idea for what you can do. Touch heart to heart, but not hand to hand. Spread Christmas kindness throughout the land. Christmas time joy will always be just as long as we have we. From our banks to your families, member FDIC.
If there's a will, there's a way. At ASU Mountain Home, they are firm believers in this statement. They offer 6 ways to take classes in the spring. You can do seated on campus, traditional online learning, live online, flexible online, hybrid on campus, or blended learning choice. So there are no excuses. If you're willing, ASU Mountain Home is happy to provide several ways to make it happen for you. Go to asumh.edu to find your class choices today.
Back here at the West Plains Civic Center, Lady Bombers will have it under their own basket. Great hustle by Lady Bombers to preserve the possession. Ball's kicked out. Husky on the left corner. Puts on the deck to Chankowski on the right wing. Over to Estes. She thought about a three. Puts it back down over to Husky. Husky dribbling from the free throw line. Back to Estes to Chankowski on the right wing. Back to Husky between the circles. He's going to bounce it out. Puts it on the deck to the right side to Estes. Back over to Chankowski. Chankowski dribbling. Little right-handed floater off the window's good. Allie Chankowski with 3 points in this quarter. Extends the Lady Bomber lead to 5. 15-10 our score. Ball's knocked away. Out of bounds. Last touch by West Plains. And the Lady Bombers will get it back. Husky with it now on the Grizzly logo. Bouncing to her right. Dribbling towards Chankowski. Chankowski cuts through. Husky back to her left. Estes with it now. Back to Husky. Sent inside to Chafin. Layup's good. Found her on the left block. Quick 5-0 run for the Lady Bombers. 17-10 our score. Full court pressure by the Lady Bombers. Keller with it now. Bounce pass inside. Whistle and a foul. Bucket's good. It's by Kaylee Dixon. Foul's called on Ashlyn Estes, be her second foul, team's third. The basket was good. Free throw on the way is good, as Brooklyn Arms will check back in for the Lady Bombers. 17-13 our score, 2:50 left in this third quarter in this special presentation of the junior girls game. Jankowski will throw it into Husky. West Plains in a half-court 1-3-1. to the left side, arms to Chafin now on the left side. High post to Massey. Jumper's good. Massey with the elbow jumper, and the lead's back up to six. Zizzers with it now. Lawson over to the inside. Ball's knocked away. Lady Bombers come up with it. They stepped out of bounds, but West Plains will take it back. Judd will throw in on the left lane line. Bounce pass into Dixon. There's a whistle and a foul. Foul's called on Jordan Massey. Be her first, team's fourth. Kylie Horn stepping in for the Lady Bombers, replacing Jordan Massey. Horn seeing her first action of the still morning, not noon yet. Into the corner to Gone. Gone three-pointer, left it short, rebounded by Husky. Husky pushing the tempo, going now from left to right in the second half. West Plains going from right to left in front of us here. Back to Husky, came from arms. Husky dribbling to her right, to the mid-range, to Chankowski, to Chafin. About mid-post, got the layup to fall in. Monica Chafin with 4 points in the quarter. And the Lady Bombers have their biggest lead of the afternoon. It's 21-13. Ball's knocked away. West Plains threw it away. Lady Bombers will get it back. Arms will throw in to Husky. West Plains still in a 1-3-1 defense. Husky now on the left side. Over to Arms on the right side now. Both on the on the volleyball line. Chafin from the free throw line. She got it to go. Monica Chafin with the hot hand. West Plains wants a timeout. We'll take one with them. Lady Bombers lead 23-13. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Back here at the West Plains Civic Center, home of the Missouri State University at West Plains Grizzlies and Lady Grizzlies. First game of two this morning into the afternoon. Special presentation of the junior high girls game. Junior high girls currently 7-1. Following this will be the Lady Bombers and the West Plains Lady Zizzers at the high school level. West Plains with the ball, Lady Bombers leading 23-13. Good hot stretch for Monica Chafin. Hit three straight buckets from the same spot. Facing that zone defense of West Plains. Lawson with it now. Over to Gone. Middle drive over to Judd. Jumper won't go. Battle for the loose ball. Offensive rebound by Judd. She gets it to fall in. 4 points in the quarter for Hannah Judd. And the lead's trimmed back down to eight. Husky with it now. To the left side, arms. Back to Husky. Husky driving to her right. Going to pull back out. Less than a minute left in the third quarter now. Chankowski in the corner. Back to Husky. Husky over to arms on the left side. Back to Husky. Husky looking, surveying the floor to Chafin on the right side. Puts it on the deck. Takes one dribble. Back to Husky. Husky on the right side. Back to arms. Arms back to Husky. Still holding it. Back to arms on the left wing. Now to Husky between the circles. On the volleyball line. West Plains extending their defense now. Arms with it. Back to Husky on the half-court circle. 20 seconds left in this third quarter. Arms with it to Chankowski. Free throw line extended on the left side. Back to Husky up top. Husky's going to drive. Kicks it out to Chankowski. Chankowski driving. Right-handed floater layup is good. 5 seconds left in the third quarter. West Plains not even going to get a shot off, and that'll do it for the third quarter. Lady Bombers with a hot third quarter, currently leading 25-15. We'll bring you the fourth quarter of action here on Classic Hits 101.7.
At First Security, we're happy to be close to home, especially during the holidays. This is where we raise our families, celebrate milestones, and build a life with the ones who matter most. It's what makes First Security proud to be your community bank. So here's to appreciating the true meaning of Christmas. May you experience love, joy, and blessings this season and always. First Security, Bank Better, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.